Hey, hello.
Hi, Theodore. It's Nadine. I'm going to be heading out pretty soon, so I just wanted to give you a call before I left.
Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah, because I got home about 15 minutes ago. I tried calling, but...
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it said, I don't know, it said, like, after hours, call back. I'm like, oh.
Oh, it should have given you the option to put the extension 623, because we're here until 4. That's crazy. Huh.
Oh, yeah, it gave that option. I just didn't know the extension.
On the text message, it says 623. Okay, I just...
Oh,
I'm like,
okay.
Well, you know, maybe I'll give him a call. He's probably still working, poor guy. Okay. All right. And you got the two emails that I had sent you, right?
Yeah.
And then the two text messages as well. Sorry, just bear with me here. I'm like this cold. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to take some Mucinex. I'm going to take a hot shower and I'm going to go to bed.
All right.
Okay, so now, Theodore, you spell your name Theodore, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then last name is Hoels, as in Sam, C, H as in Henry, E-R. How do you pronounce that? Holscher?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Oh, good. I pronounced it right. Okay. And then now the number that should be listed for your business, and this is also the best number for us to contact you on, is that going to be the 310-753-4328?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the company name, currently as I see it reading, is America's Pride, and America's is with an apostrophe S, Pride Heating, the word and, Air Conditioning. That's how it should be reading. Okay. Just want to make sure. I know it might sound silly that I'm like asking these questions, but I need to always make sure that everything is listed correctly. And then I just want to make sure that your address doesn't show on there either. Cause I know sometimes when you pin verify yourself, your address might pop up there and we definitely don't want your address showing. Yep. It looks like it's not perfect. Yeah. You did a good job on that. Okay. Now, I know that I have the website here attached. Now, you actually PIN verified it in San Pedro, correct? It looks like that's where the business was PIN verified.
Yeah, because it asked.
Okay. All right. Now, we're just going to go over the billing. So, as I mentioned to you today, all you're paying is the $299, okay? Every month that you're with us, it's always going to be $299, whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years. You're not incurring additional click fees or nothing like that. It's a true flat rate, okay? Now, the card that you're using, is that card in your name, Theodore? Does it have the business name? Is it in both?
Yeah, you know what? I think... Well, it's just in my name. I mean, it's a business, card, but I think, they only used my name because it's technically, I don't know, they were telling me because it's a DBA, the name I'm using.
Oh,
so,
yeah. That's okay. So on the card itself, what's the name on there?
So it shows, my name first and last.
Theodore?
Name.
Okay. No middle initial, right? Okay.
So there's like, there's two rows to it.
Okay. What's
so
on the first
one
row?
Shows, yeah, so it's my first name and then my middle name, which is, De Mesa. So D-E-M as in Mike, E-S-A.
Okay.
And then, my last name. Yeah.
Okay. And then it doesn't have the business name on there either, right? Just your name.
Right, yeah, so the two rows, it says my first, middle, and last name, and then the second row is just my first and last name, so.
Oh, okay, no worries. Okay. And what's the billing address for that card?
90731.
The physical address for it, though?
Yeah, so it's 932 Gatun Street, San Pedro, so G-A-T-U-N,
Okay. Yeah. Okay. what's that one place kind of over there in the harbor area? Oh my gosh. I think they closed it down and they reopened it. It's where everybody goes and gets the...
Oh, the fish market.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I remember back in the day, and I'm going to tell you my age when I say this, but back in the day, when I would go over there, the weight, I mean, the potatoes, the shrimp, that, like, it was huge. Huge.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
it was a good deal. I went there not too long ago, and I was like, oh, yeah. My gosh. Are you kidding me? It's like you're paying double the price, and you're getting less than what you would get before.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty crazy now. It's crazy because I grew up with one of my friends, one of the families that own that part of that.
No way.
It's three different families. But really? Yeah, his family's one of them, though. They own, his grandpa and two of his buddies.
Brothers?
Basically, they started it.
Oh, wow.
They were just all friends, and they started it, and they just kept it in the family, and it just, like, it grew. It's pretty crazy.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
That place is off the hook. My husband was even watching this one show where this guy goes around and tries different restaurants or, like, little, you know, spots. And they did, like, a whole series on them, like, a whole show on it. Just the way that they're preparing and how everything's so fresh. So, yeah, really good. Oh, now I'm getting hungry. Okay. Now, the card, is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Visa. And then what's the card number when you're ready?
Yeah, it's a 4427. 4270 78 77 9784.
Expiration month and year?
February 2029.
And the CVV code on the back?
061.
I'm gonna put a security question on your account here with us, and you can choose that it either be your mom's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What did you want for your security question?
You know what? Yeah, I guess put the first pet's name.
First pet's name? Okay.
Yeah.
What was your first pet's name?
Boris.
Boris?
Yeah, like B as in boy, O-R-I-S. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Now, before I process your payment, Theodore, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording, and it is because I have you at a discounted pricing program. We don't typically advertise. And all it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement, but it is an added form of protection for you as well that we'll send in writing along with your invoice. So when I'm walking you through it, okay, if there's something that you don't understand, I want you to do me a favor and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it and then rephrase it. I do want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
Yeah, America's Pride Heating and Air Conditioning.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Name and title, Theodore Holscher, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Theodore, to get us results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, Just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And sometimes if we call you with an update, like we know you might be in the middle of a job and you just can't pick up the phone, all we're asking is that you at least respond within 24 business hours, okay? Now, I also want you to be aware that you might get a call from a company that, you know, might be trying to sell you another type of online product, okay? They are not associated with us. Theodore, we're never going to call you to ask you to spend more than the $299 a month, okay? How you can identify if it's actually Local Splash calling you, if it's really us, just ask them, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, that's how you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Wait, what does that mean? Exactly?
Let me explain it first because I usually do. And then I'll go back and review it with you, okay? So what this means is we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. Like we know you have a profile on Yelp. We know you're working with a company that did your website and is submitting you to like Angie's and all those other directories, right? So that doesn't interfere with what we're going to be doing. All we're asking is that before you do anything else, right, any other marketing, just give us a call and just say, hey, I'm going to be doing this. What we're going to do is we're going to make sure that that's not included in what we're offering because we don't want you having to invest more money if you don't need to, right? So let's say if you called us and said, oh, hey, I was just calling to let you guys know I'm going to be running some Facebook ads. We would tell you, no, don't do the Facebook ads because we're already handling that for you. So not only are we saving you from investing more money, it's also going to help you because if you did Facebook ads and we're doing it, it's going to hurt your business more than help you. So that's all we're saying. Just give us a heads up before you do any other marketing than what you're currently doing now, just so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, that makes
okay. sense. So going back to and hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is February 9th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $299. So this is a two-month verbal agreement. What that means is that your second payment will be charged on March 9th, 2024 in the discounted amount of $299. Now, this will be a recurring payment. What that means, Theodore, is that when your term's completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the ninth day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That was the number that I texted you earlier, the 877-635-6225 number, and I suggest that you save that in your contacts under Local Splash so that you always have that number, okay? Now, if you choose to pause or cancel your account, we just ask that you at least call 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't incur that charge. So you know if you need to cancel it or you just need to put it on pause, call 3 business days before the 9th so that way you don't get that charge. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to be updating your package. I'm going to process a payment. In a couple minutes, you're going to get your receipt. It's going to be sent to you via email and text, and we'll go over that in a couple minutes too. The next order of business is we're going to schedule your client interview, right? The client interview, what we do is we're going to schedule it for Monday. We're going to block out an hour. The client interview can either take 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. It just depends really on how many questions or details you have. You don't need to be in front of a computer. Basically, the technician's going to be crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's. And in fact, I'll be the one calling you if I'm not already on a call or in a meeting. I'll be the one actually calling you to do the introduction with your technician. So what does your schedule look like for Monday so that way I can see what time, you know, whatever time you want for the appointment, I want to schedule that time to be convenient for you so that way I can look at the calendar. Did you want something like in the morning or because it's pretty open on Monday?
The morning, if you still have that 9 to 10 one, that'd be perfect.
Okay, I thought you had said 9 to 10. I wasn't too sure. I'm like, well, he might change it on me, so let me see here, okay, honey? Let me take a look. Monday is the 12th. I can't believe it already. Yes, I have a 9 to 10 o'clock. That'll work for you?
Yes.
Perfect.
That's perfect.
Okay. So you're going to get this calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that your appointment, okay, is going to be between 9 and 10 o'clock. So we'll be calling you from an 877 number. You just want to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour, okay? Now, let's just say when we call you, for whatever reason, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, right? All I'm going to tell you is just pick up the call and just say, hey, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back. As a matter of fact, we'll even send you a reminder an hour before your client interview just in case if it slips your mind, right? Because, you know, I know sometimes the weekend comes along and we're like, oh, man, I forgot. So we'll send you that reminder, okay? Now, let me go here. As if you could take a look at your phone, okay, or even your emails, you should have already gotten your receipt, and I'd love to walk you through it. It'll say initial invoice. You would have gotten one that says welcome, and then you would also get one that says initial invoice. Let me know when you see that.
Okay. All right, yeah, just popped up.
All right, and does it say Dear Theodore, and it might even have your middle name on there too. It'll say thank you for choosing local / a copy of your invoice is located below this email. You see that there?
Yep.
Okay, so it goes on to say, please note that this will be a recurring charge. And then it goes on to say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that?
Yes.
Go ahead and click on where it says click here.
Okay.
Now, it will open up a page that'll say at the very top, local / terms of experience.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. So I'm going to walk you through this. Under your services, you have the Google Business Profile Optimization. You're going to have still the ownership of your profile. We're just going to be listed as managers. Okay, that's how you're going to list us. Now, the directory submission is included. The customized website doesn't apply to you because you already have your own website. We're not going to tinker with your site. We just want to make sure that wherever we're promoting you, that it is also attached. Facebook page access. So you're going to add us on as managers so that we can manage your Facebook ads. We're not going to do your posting. So I encourage you to still post on your Facebook, okay, to keep your content fresh. Even if you're working on a project or you've completed one, I encourage you to post it, okay? Now, Google Ads and Google Guaranteed, those are products that we assist with. They are not part of your package. I would say if there's any other program you would do, I would suggest Google Guaranteed because it's a pay-per-lead program that you don't share those leads with anyone. They actually come to you in the form of a phone call, but there are certain requirements for that program. They run a background check. They want certain licensing and insurance. We could always revisit that later just so you have information on that. Just give me a call and I can go over with you, okay? Now, Google Workspace. What that is they'll offer it to you during your client interview. You can decline it. It is an additional charge. What it is like having a work email, okay? Having a work email that would say Theodore@AmericasPrideHeatingAndAirConditioning.com. You don't have to do it. You can decline it, okay? Now, advanced reporting is part of your program. The live client support team, you see our number there. Monday through Friday, we're here 7 to 4. We communicate to you through text message as well. On our delivery date, starting from Monday, we're going to get moving, okay? So 5 to 7 days is your directory submission, and you'll also receive your login credentials to start tracking your results with us. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live. Those will be visible. The first page placement on Google, as we state there, we're always going to say 30 to 45 days. There have been some times I've seen it happen sooner, Theodore, okay? But our promise is always going to be 30 to 45. Now, we will send you notifications, keeping you in the loop of the steps that we're completing. So we'll notify you when you're on the first page, when you're in the directories, when your Facebook ads are live, so you're aware of the work that we're doing as well, okay? Now, under the payments, it shows that you paid today $2.99 to activate your services, but we break it down for you, okay? From that $299, we will allocate $100 of that to your Facebook ads that we are managing. You will never incur additional click fees because you're paying a flat rate, okay? Now, if you look at the monthly after there, $199 plus $100, $299. You know that price is never going to change. Where it says seasonal holds and cancellations, we just ask, make sure you call 3 business days before the billing is due so that way you don't get that recurring charge, okay? Under the mobile phone, make sure it's your phone number listed there. You see that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then underneath of that, the little box that says, I agree to receive text messages to your phone, you're going to click in the little box.
Okay.
The next box below it, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that all the information is complete and accurate. You're going to click in that box because what you're saying is it's your name that's on the card. Okay. Now, at the bottom, you're going to type your name exactly as it reads where it says sign. In that box, you're going to type it exactly as you see it there. Theodore Demessa Holscher. Okay? You're not going to put the date because it's already there. And then when you do that, you'll just click on where it says confirm signature. And then when you do that, it should take you to a page, Theodore, that's asking you to enter a username and a password. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's where you would go in and track your results with us. Okay. We don't have the username or password yet because the technician is going to be creating that for you. So be on the lookout for an email that you'll be receiving with this link, a username and a password. And you could even update it to a password of your choice if you'd like. Okay. Now, just a few notes for my technician. As far as your services, you're doing the HVAC. Do you do the install, sales, service, or what do you want me to notate?
Yeah. Basically anything heating and cooling that you can think of.
Okay.
Except for duct cleaning. We don't do duct cleaning. That's pretty much the only thing we don't do.
All right. So I'm going to put installs, maintenance, repairs. It has you as air duct cleaning. You do that, right?
No, no, I don't do that.
You know that that's on your Yelp, right?
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I need to correct that then.
Yeah, make sure you fix it, hon.
Yeah,
because on there it says heating and air, conditioning, HVAC, air duct cleaning. And then under the services offered, it has you as air duct cleaning. So just an FYI.
Oh.
You're like, no, let me go in and fix that.
Yeah. I'll take care of that.
Yeah, just an FYI. I always, if I notice something, I'll point it out to you just so you're aware. You do duct work though, right?
Yeah. We do installing, repair, servicing, maintaining, the duct work.
Okay.
Furnaces, ACs, pretty much any furnace and AC. We don't do chillers or boilers, but that's like big commercial stuff. But pretty much anything like heating and cooling we do all of that. So, yeah.
Okay.
Heat pumps,
mini splits,
all of that.
Oh, yes. Mini splits. Yeah, I'm looking at all of that from your website, too.
All right.
Yeah, I saw all kinds of stuff on there. I was like, okay. And it's just helpful, you know what I mean? Because it shows that. Even though I still like to go over everything, you know what I mean? And not just assume, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Let me see what else do I need. Oh, what are your hours of operation? I know your Google profile says 24/7.
24? Yeah, so I put 24 hours because, I mean, look, I'll answer the call.
Right.
Because I'm just trying to get calls, to be honest. You know, like,
okay.
Even if I can't, because, I mean, tell me this, Vincent, because I kind of figured, like, you know, if I put 24/7, even if I get a call at, like, 11 p.m. and I, you know, and it's, like, I can't go out, you know,
so you can
I think
schedule
it
for first thing in the morning.
Exactly, right. I think sometimes people just want to, you know, they just need someone to answer instead of like an automated system, you know?
So. Yeah. Okay. All right. Perfect. And then, so let me put that there. And you're licensed and insured, right? Not that it's a requirement. It's just I always ask out of habit.
Yeah. I'm licensed and, bonded.
Good for
and,
you.
Mm-hmm.
Good job.
Yeah.
And then I'm putting your hours of operation 24/7. Now, when we're communicating with you, okay, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, phone and text, all three? What do you prefer?
You know, preferably phone call. And then, and then obviously if I don't answer, then, probably just send a text at that point.
Okay. So I'm going to put phone and text in that order. And then I put you down for a 40-mile radius. Now, with the Facebook ads, you can target as far as 50 miles. Do you want me to keep it at 40 for now?
Yeah, just 40 for now. The place I really want to target is like Palace Verdes.
Okay.
Like, kind of like more of like a, like the richer type of areas, because.
Okay.
Yeah, because those guys, oh my gosh, like I work for like Red Apple, like they will get a lot of PD calls and like it's crazy how bad it's crazy like how bad they get ripped off because everyone knows they have money and they just get like
they're just gonna milk
ripped
them.
Off so
yeah they
yeah,
don't care
it's like yeah and it's like dang I'm like you can charge them a little bit more right because I mean
but
it is out of the way because it's closest.
Right.
Supply shops are kind of far, but yeah, dude, they'll just charge them just because they see the house and they're like,
they can pay it. You know what I mean? But here's the thing though, right? Even if those guys have the money, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, I feel they know, and some of them, they honestly don't even care, right? But some of them.
Yeah. Some of them don't. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of them don't. But you know what though? It's like this. Pay me what I'm worth, right? And if you have to charge them a little bit more because it is going out of your distance, then why not, right? But at least you know with those guys, like, mm-hmm. they're not going to cringe when they hear your price because they know I'm either paying for quality or quantity. What do I want? You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
What I put is this. I put Palos Verdes, and then I put wants higher-end areas within the 40-mile radius. And then if there's certain other areas that you want to target, right, you can let them know during your client interview. If you want to change it later, you can. Don't worry about it, okay? We can make changes at any time. Now, on here, so you have an option. We could put a tracking number on your phone. And what it is, it's a tracking number that would show instead on your Google Business profile, but it's connected to your phone. So it allows you, it comes with an app that you download from the App Store, which allows you to track your phone calls, your messages. You could even block spam calls. It's an option. You don't have to do it. I just have to mention it to you. Would you be interested in the tracking number, or for now, keep it as it is, and then if later on you want the tracking number, you know that it's available to you. What do you prefer?
What exactly is a tracking number?
Well, tracking number would be, let's just say, for example, the number was 310-555-5555, right? That's the number that would show instead of your actual phone number that's showing now. But when they call that phone, because it's a click to call, it still rings to your phone. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
So it's an option. It doesn't cost you anything. Even if you don't do it now and let's say later you want it, we can always add it in. Totally up to you.
To my understanding, so that's basically just used for where you know where they
it's also a way
right?
for you knowing, it's also a way for you knowing and tracking your calls with us, but it's also a good way for you to have less spam calls, if that makes sense. I'm going to suggest this. You might want to keep it as how your number shows now, and I'll tell you why, because of the fact that the company that's putting you on all those other directories are using that same phone number, right?
Yeah, okay.
So
yeah,
you want,
yeah, so we'll just do this.
So here's what I would suggest. Let's keep it consistent, okay? Because if they're not putting a tracking number on your phone, okay, they're using your actual phone number, right? Google likes when your phone number is the same across the board, so I'm going to suggest let's leave it as your phone number now. Okay. If later on you decide, Theodore, you know what? I want the tracking number. Just call us and we can add it. It doesn't cost you anything. Okay. So for now, I'm going to put no on the tracking number for you. I think let's keep it as your phone number. Okay. As the way it's listed now. All right. And then what are your typical forms of payments that you accept? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, Apple Pay?
No, just it's either cash, check, or credit card.
Okay. Awesome. All right. So hold on to your receipt for your tax purposes. As you know, any type of marketing that you do is a write-off. As a reminder, on Monday, we'll be calling you between 9 and 10 o'clock from that 877 number. And actually, we'll send you that reminder an hour before your client interview. Okay, just to remind you that it's coming up in the next hour. I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am so excited for you, Theodore. I'm so excited. I mean, this is awesome. And I'm so glad I was able to help you.
Yeah. So, yeah, hopefully, goes good because that'd be great.
Yeah, and then if you ever want to talk about the Google Guaranteed Program, I'll tell you that is an excellent program. Have you ever done like a pay per lead program in the past?
No, not yet.
Like a home advisor or anything like that? Okay. Or Thumbtack?
No.
None of those? Okay. So
no.
Let me kind of explain to you Let me see. This is how it would work, okay? Now, let's say Google Guaranteed is a pay-per-lead program. You don't share the leads with anyone, but the leads will come to you in the form of a phone call, okay? Only to you. Now, there are certain requirements for that program. They're going to require to run a background check on you, and all they're looking for, Theodore, is just felonies. They're not looking at misdemeanors. They're not looking like if you got pulled over for a DUI. Okay, they're looking at felonies. Now, for that program, there's a one-time $250 application fee, non-refundable, and I say that because let's just say something was on your record and you didn't disclose it. When they see it, they're going to disqualify you, which means you're not going to get your money back on the application.
Only felonies, okay? Though, right?
Only felonies. They're not looking at misdemeanors. They're not looking at DUIs. Okay? Just felonies. Okay. Now, I had a guy, I'll tell you, he had like a felony. His was from, his was actually, not to get off subject, but his was from, he was like 18, guilty by association. The guy,
physical
fight or whatever, but they go back 7 years. Okay. That's how far they go back. Okay.
Oh,
just so you know, for the background check. So,
yeah,
but he was good because he is my age. So he was well good. Now, for the Google Guaranteed, depending on the area or depending on the service, right, they do require if either both license and insurance, or they might require one or the other. And I'm just looking up real quick. They have, like, sometimes specific licensing that they require. So I'm just pulling this up here, and I'll tell you what they require, okay? Now, the process to get approved, it takes about 4 to 8 weeks to get approved from Google. Once you get approved, we'll call you to see when you want the leads turned on. Do you carry the C20 license? It's the California State Warm Air HVAC license. That's the one you carry?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they require that license and the general liability insurance, whatever the state of California requires. Okay. I know sometimes they say $1 million or $2 million, something like that.
No, so with the general liability as a sole proprietorship, I'm not required to have it. It's only if I was an LLC, if I was LLC or an S corp or whatever, C corp, then I would be required to have the general liability. Like an LLC, I was going to do LLC, but they wanted $1 million general liability insurance. And I'm like, shit, I'm like, you know what? Let me just, cause I can always change it into an LLC later. So.
Right. So what insurance do you carry now?
So I have workers comp. I'm bonded and just licensed. So no general liability insurance.
Okay. Yeah. Well, just so you know, that is what they do require is the general liability insurance, but at least, I'm going to give you some tips Okay. So just so you kind of have an idea, like how this would work, and it's good to have this information, right? So for the HVAC services, let's say you got the requirements, you get through the process, and then you get approved, right? So we're going to call you to let you know first, hey, Theodore, you've been approved for the Google Guaranteed Program. Do you want us to turn on your leads now? Okay. Now, we're always going to start you off with the minimum monthly budget because we want you to get a feel of the program first before you start investing more money on taking leads. So the minimum monthly budget for you, you're looking at $661. This will give you up to 13 leads in a month. Basically, your leads are costing you $50.67 a lead. Here's the kicker on it. Let's say somebody called you to remove a tree. That is completely outside of your services. Google is going to credit that lead back to you. It's unqualified. Okay? If someone called you outside of your service area and you did not accept that job, that is an unqualified lead, Google will credit it back. if somebody called you to solicitate you, like to try to sell you some other marketing, or they called you to see if you're hiring, those are considered unqualified leads. Google will credit it back. The only time it's a qualified lead is if you discuss pricing over the phone. Let's say you gave them an estimate over the call, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate. Those are considered qualified leads. Okay? Does that make sense so far?
Got it. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, let's say you got one lead in the month. I've never seen that happen, but let's just say you did. What is left over in your budget will roll over to the next month, which means that next month, okay, you're not paying $661 again. What you're paying is just going to be the $50.67 because you're paying for the lead that you got the month before because it rolls over. Okay?
Okay, got it.
Now, they call it Google Guaranteed because Google is also putting up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that selects you. It's almost as if Google is guaranteeing your work, and that's why they call it Google Guaranteed. Now, if you're going on vacation for a few weeks, or let's just say you landed a project, you're on a job that's going to take you some time, and you can't be taking on more jobs at the moment, you call us and we shut off the leads. We do not turn those leads back on until you call us to turn them back on. Now, if when we shut them off, you had only gotten two leads, when you call to turn them back on, it's going to pick up where it left off. Make sense?
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Now, Google Guaranteed will allow you to cover the whole state of California if you wanted, wherever your insurance and your license covers you. It's an excellent program. I would suggest Google Guaranteed even before the Google ads. Google Guaranteed, you'll see them, Theodore. They're at the very tippy top of the page, and they have the green check mark next to it that says Google Guaranteed. Okay? So that's always an option for you. They're just going to require the certificate of liability insurance, the general, whatever the state requires. Okay?
Okay. Got it.
All right.
Yeah. I wrote down this information. I'll take note of it, but, I need to get reviews on Google first. Yeah.
Well, here's what we're going to do, too, because they're also – so Google Guaranteed wants you to have at least 5 Google reviews, but we're going to help you with that, okay? We can create you a tiny URL. We'll make it so simple for you. You text it or email it to your clients. I would suggest even if you did work for family, have them leave your reviews. So I'll ask them to create that tiny URL for you so that way you could text it or email it to your clients. This way they click on the link, they leave you 5 stars, they don't even have to comment on it. It'll post to your Google business profile. So we'll help you with that too, okay?
Perfect, yeah.
Okay, well, I would like to be the first, like I said again, to congratulate you and welcome you to our family, and we will talk to you then on Monday, okay? Did you have any other questions?
No, that's it, yeah, that's. Do it Monday, and yeah, just
yes, sir.
Get it done. Yeah, I really want it to pop up because, like, I Google myself every day, like America's Pride, and I'm like, dang, I'm like, where is it? I'm like, what the hell, man? So
it's okay.
Yeah,
I said, we're going to be working on it. Give it some time, and then you'll start seeing, you know, and then the reviews, it's not that the reviews help you come up on the first page. The reviews actually are the modern day word of mouth. Someone who doesn't know your company by name and is just searching by your services and sees you on Google and reads your reviews, you're going to open up another door to their family and friends who are now going to know who you are just by what they read about your company. So that's why we call it the modern day word of mouth, right? That's all it takes. You know what I mean? So we'll keep you.
For sure.
Yeah. So it'll be good. I'm so excited for you. I hope you have a really good weekend. Okay.
Yeah. You too. Hopefully, get better soon.
I will. Thank you. And then I'll talk to you on Monday, okay? I'm going to do my best to make myself available for your to go ahead and, you know what I mean, to introduce you to your technician because I like doing that. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, Theodore. Enjoy your weekend. Have a blessed one, okay?
All right. You too.
All right.
Thank you very
much. Bye-bye. You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.